Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. 3 o'clock, nice to have you with us. We opened the show talking about Michigan's win last night. They get ready for Texas A&M tomorrow. We'll get to a little Michigan State later, but I have a question. We need to have a little bit of a summit meeting at 3 o'clock. We'll get to our tournament update at 3:45. Gentlemen, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know you were awake because you texted me. I can't confirm Kenny or David being awake when that game concluded. But I want to ask this two ways. First of all, why do we need to start basketball games after 10 p.m.? We have games all day. Without sounding like Estelle Getty, I'm just asking. That game didn't tip off until like 10 after 10. You weren't in bed, and I don't want to hear any of this. Well, I'm daredevil. I'm fast. Listen, you weren't in bed until 12:45 at the earliest. And you sure as hell weren't asleep immediately unless you're a Navy SEAL and you know that trick where they can all fall asleep in 30 seconds. You on an airplane. So I want to ask, A, why the hell are, like tonight, MSU starts at 10-ish. You know that's going to be afterwards. Here's my question. Is the fact, I mean, I look, my alarm goes off at the same time every morning, right? I'm up at 6:45. Have I become an old man that the late night sports thing, like I used to love Pac-12 after dark. Thank God the league folded. I can't make it.
Really?
Last night, that was a street fight. Luckily the game picked up and it got intense and I was up. Here's the problem. I'm feeling it today. You would have thought I went out. 6:45, it was like the Undertaker. Like, where am I? What's going on? What happened? I just went to sleep. Gentlemen, can we have a consensus here as grown adults and Kenny? Do we officially have a problem with the 10 p.m. start?
Well, you know why the 10 p.m. start is there, right?
No.
It's for the West Coast people.
F them. They don't even care about sports.
Your fault. It's TV.
That's for West Coast people. That was a 7 o'clock game for them.
They don't even like sports. Why do we cater to them?
Well, you know,
I agree. We don't need to cater to
them.
They
got the Lakers and Dodgers. You know, they like sports. There.
They have enough. I'm just saying, can't you start the game at 9:30? 9:15. Why do we need a 10:15 start?
I think they just stagger them so they go all night. So, yeah.
Yeah, you mean deep into the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
And on the East Coast? Yeah, absolutely. It does. Now, it sucks when your team plays that final game.
Oh, you mean like tonight?
Yeah, you're almost held hostage because you're like, man, you want to go to sleep. So, Mike, yeah, as you get older.
I'm older.
You got to do a couple of, either A, you can't get up at the crack of dawn, or B, you got to take a little power nap.
Oh, dear God.
So we can't live a life is what you're saying.
No, David, you can live a life.
But we have no life in the morning.
You're not 20 anymore where you could just go nonstop.
No, you're right about that because I told Kenny this. At about the 10-minute mark left in the second half, I decided, okay, let me shift from the front room and let me have my iPad and I'll go into my room. I'll kind of shift. And literally, I can't tell you who did the post-game interview because as soon as that clock went off, I turned over, it was done.
See, I mean, done. I went home, took a power nap. I'm texting with Rieger for about 30 minutes after the game.
The ball barely hit the rim, and I turned the game off, too. I didn't see anybody.
I can't do this.
I was done. Look, if this is strictly boomer behavior, you can say it. I'm just telling you. And this is also, this is the other thing now. First year we haven't been in Vegas in 15 years. Remember, 10 p.m. here, 10:15, that's 7:15 out there.
West Coast.
Different thing.
West
Coast. Different thing. This is a problem.
They got oxygen being pumped into the casino.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need that to make it to the end of MSU Bryant tonight.
No, you're exactly right, because when you're there, you get to the end of the slate, and you're like, wow, the games are over? You don't even realize
it. It's the excitement. It's watching. It's the oxygen that they have. Yeah, and at home, you're comfortable. You're on your couch. You're in your chair.
But whether it's Red Wings, 10:30 start on the West Coast, Tiger baseball, going to start the season on the West Coast, these have become a problem for me.
But yeah,
these are not good. I used to be the king of the league pass. Oh, it's Kings Lakers at 10:30? Sign me up. Now?
Goulet. You can't do the power nap, can you?
No.
That helps.
I know. Maybe it's a me thing, but I wanted to stand up for my people. I think there's plenty of people like me who look at this, whether you're a Wolverine or a Spartan, you go, first of all, that game's not starting at 10 o'clock.
Well, see, here's the problem that I have is when you're doing that on the East Coast. Like, if you were in Washington and you were playing that game at 10 o'clock, I get it because it's 7 o'clock out there. If it's in L.A., if it's in Las Vegas, if it's in Tempe, yes. But I'm with you. A game in Cleveland not start at 10 o'clock.
Thank you. And again, I'm not asking for 7 o'clock as the last tip. I mean, can we get a 9 p.m.? 9:15. I mean, do me a kindness. Can the game start on one day and finish before the next day? That's kind of my rule. Now, you get three overtimes, I'll live with it. Yes, Kenneth.
If you just shifted the start of the first games that are played and just take all of them and shift them 1 hour earlier, start them at like 11:15 instead of 12:15, that game turns into a little after 9 o'clock start, problem solved.
Done. I'm in. Yeah. Something. Brunch.
And that means West Coast, that'll be about a little after 6 o'clock.
I don't care.
Because the West Coast is like, why do games have to start over breakfast at 9 o'clock
this
in the morning?
This is why someone on the West Coast doesn't win the Heisman Trophy. No one cares.
But yeah, Pac-12 after dark, Rich Rodriguez, it was made for him.
How do you think I figured out about Jonathan Smith? I used to be able to do this. Turnover chainsaw. Now, yeah. Forget it. Rutgers and USC earlier this year, the game started at 11. I might have saw four snaps.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got to get a power nap, Mike, because I would not recommend a Red Bull after 9 o'clock.
No. I wanted to ask the question.
At that point, you're out playing fetch with the dog.
That's right. I'm running around with
guys,
a chew.
Come on.
I'm running around with a chew toy in my mouth. Did anybody else struggle with this? Or is it like, again, Tigers are going to start on the left coast. That's a disaster. Oh, great. A 10 o'clock start in Seattle. Can't wait. What?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Same thing with these tournament games. MSU tonight at 10, it'll be 10-17 first tip. You're dead.
And you got to hope that the game before, the Marquette-New Mexico game,
doesn't go to overtime.
Ends on, like, regularly.
Yeah, see, while I know they're not going to make the playoffs, the Wings, back in the day, growing up, when they were in the West Coast.
Oh, series against Anaheim?
I could take that.
No problem.
I could take now. If they were in the Western Conference now.
Now the schedule comes
please,
up.
Please. I'm never going to see a San Jose game. Never going to see Seattle,
David,
Vegas. None of it.
Dan, let me ask you a question. Did the kids even try to stay up? Were they at school, correct?
No, because they get up at about 5:30, 5:45, so, my oldest.
No shot.
So he didn't stay up to watch it, which sucks as a fan. As a Michigan fan, he couldn't stay up to watch that game.
Well, see, that's why, I guess if you're a diehard Michigan fan, you probably just took today off and just...
Wait, what did you just say?
If you're a diehard Michigan fan...
You're funny.
Oh, I thought you were going to play the other drop.
No, I mean, that's Rieger.
What is this?
You've labeled it to one person, Rieger.
Well,
that's what Michigan fans find when they find out they got a basketball program.
I say Rieger was fired up. I mean, we're texting each other, and
he's the best fan they got.
And then I was so up. I'm like, let me go on the show sheet while this is all still fresh.
Oh, Jesus.
Head.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, that went on at around 1 o'clock in the morning.
Like tonight, I'm dreading this. It sounded great when the schedule came out. You're like, ooh, 10 o'clock Friday. Cutscene.
At least you could sleep in tomorrow.
Won't happen.
You just can't see.
Now, it's a weird part when you get up the same time every day. Your body doesn't differentiate between weekday and weekend. Yeah.
Oh, hey. Saturday. No.
No.
It's still 6:45.
No. It's a Folgers commercial every day.
Take an extra gummy for me.
Dead.
Get the weighted blanket, the gummy, you'll be fine.
Up next, Rico puts me in a coffin. Dave, what do people got? Because I just want to know. Like, it's okay, guys. Hey, if you're telling me it's not a big deal to you, fine. I struggle to get to the end of these games. And with the Tigers starting on the left coast soon, that's going to be a struggle.
No, I mean, and I get it, Mike, because of who you – like, I use a cheat code. I'll take a power nap, and then I'm up for the rest
of
the night.
Are you sure you're not Walter Sleepy Sharp? I feel like you got narcolepsy or something. What? Rico snaps his finger. Gone.
I really wish that I could do that, Rico. Just snap a finger and fall, take like an hour nap and then just come back.
Kenny.
No problem.
Kenny, they haven't even played the absurd video on the airplane. He's gone.
They haven't even gone through the pre-flight instructions and emergency exits and all that. Rico's already out.
Gone. Wow. He's already reached REM sleep. Gone. He's got his little face mask. Out.
I'm so jealous of that.
Out.
Yeah, you just realize there's nothing you can do. I check my cameras.
Not doing that. 248-539-9797. We will get to the people. Ticket text coming in. And I will take all the slander if you go, oh, please, I love the late night games. I'm just being honest with my audience. Luckily, the Michigan game picked up, because if that was anything other than scintillating, I was dead. Tonight, Michigan State Bryant. Oh, boy. Might have to have Rico take a few notes later. I don't know. If that game doesn't start till 10-17 and the way they're jamming these commercials in, you can give me the 1 a.m. report.
All right, I will.
Email it over.
I got it.
I'll check it in the morning. David, go ahead.
We can't even go to the grocery store after 10 p.m. anymore because nothing is 24 hours yet. We still have to stay up till 10:30 to start a game. I'm good. Don't need it anymore. We need earlier starts. I was up until 1:30 a.m. watching Michigan. If you're a close win like that, you're supposed to just go to bed and fall asleep? No way. Latest time should be 9:15, though.
I'm sorry, what did the game arouse you? I mean, what do you mean? Yes, I'm going to bed.
No, he was excited.
No, because if you're a Michigan fan, it's the adrenaline of, okay, we finally won this thing.
You're right. It's awfully exciting discovering you have a basketball team.
I'm 25 with two kids and a dog. Alarm clock during the week goes off at 4:45. I stand no chance against these late games.
He's dead because you're still waking up at that time. Go ahead and stay up for Tigers-Dodgers next week. Let me know how to treat you. It's brutal. I want to ban the West Coast. Can we do that?
No, I'm just saying because they complain. Like, for NFL, like, yeah, you got to get up early to watch the 1 o'clock games.
Well, they should leave. Who the hell wants to live there anyways? Fires, earthquakes, high taxes. Get the hell out of there. Join us on the EST.
Sun, beach.
Nah. That's so over. All of that's overrated. Think about the things I just said. Sun, beach, my house burnt down while I went to go get gas. No, absolutely not. It's 70, not equal.
70, then 20, then 50, then 70, then 10 degrees.
Traffic.
No
that's
fire.
A week.
No hurricanes. No earthquakes.
No droughts.
Correct.
Look out for the house fire on my cams.
Oh, my God. I want to shout out my cameras. The whole state just burnt down. Hope your house didn't. Mine didn't. I'm home.
You're so wrong.
I mean, her traffic reports are the best. I'm sorry. Oh, your Friday commute is screwed. Be patient. I'm already home. Welcome to your weekend, whenever you get there.
Watch out for that mudslide on I-75.
UFOs just blew up, crashing.
Let's move on.
All right. We'll get to the people momentarily. And if I sound like one of the Golden Girls, you can tell me. It's okay. My feelings won't be hurt. That late start last night, followed by this tonight. You got Tigers on the left coast. Our sleep pattern is screwed. Remember when you get a dozen eggs for a couple of dollars? Yeah, well, that's done.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.